And so how do you like Detroit, Mr. Harper?
I love Detroit. Okay. That's why I'm making a very significant investment here.
Yes.
So I'm excited. The best thing about Detroit are the people that are here. I met so many wonderful people, and I'm excited to be here, excited to have a business here, excited to be investing in the city.
Yes. And what prompted you to move to Detroit out of all the cities in the USA?
Well, I did two films here, and back to back, and I spent some time here, and I met wonderful people, and I felt that the city had a vibe that I really liked, and it's pretty special. So I'm happy to follow my heart of meeting so many wonderful folks that are here. So many people that are creative, they're entrepreneurs, they want to see positive social change. There's a lot of people that are similar just to my own sentiments.
Yes.
And you want to be around people that feel the same as you oftentimes.
And where were you born and raised?
I was born in Iowa. I grew up mostly in Northern California, and I came back east to go to undergrad and grad school. So I went to undergrad at Brown University and grad school at Harvard.
Okay.
And so I got my two graduate degrees from Harvard and then moved to New York City. So I've been on the East Coast most of my life, but so it feels right at home.
And you've been acting since?
Since college.
Since college.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you're in one of my favorite episodes, The Sopranos, that great doctor.
Oh, yes. I love doing The Sopranos. That was one of my favorite shows. And James Gandolfini is one of my acting heroes, and he was such a mentor to me when I did that show.
Yes, he was a great man. Yeah. Well, thank you. And then one more question. Your business, the roasting plant, how is it coming along?
Roasting plant has been fantastic. You know, for me, I've always felt when it comes to business, you want to do well and do good.
Yes.
And the best way you can help young people is give them jobs, give them opportunity.
Correct.
And the roasting plant I saw it as a wonderful way to provide opportunity jobs for young people here in Detroit. And so it's been doing great.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
It's great to be here in such a wonderful city.
And would this be your primary residence?
Well, you know, you kind of have to go where the work is.
Yes.
When you're an actor.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you know, I have a son, and I want him to have a home base.
Yes.
So he has consistent school. So he's not old enough to start first grade yet. But by the time we start first grade, we're going to visit a school here tomorrow.
Well,
as an example, just to go take a look. You know, he's going to go with me, and we're going to take a look at a school. So I'm excited to explore the different schools here and all the different options.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. And we met earlier,
yes.
So I have a lot of these.
You did?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep. I'm Frank Witzel of the Free Press.
Okay. I think I spoke to somebody earlier from the Free Press.
Oh, did you? Maybe, possibly. But yeah. I was just wondering, you know, you mentioned your son up. My son and I watched that Good Doctor together.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So your son's how old is he?
Two and a half.
Two. So he's pretty young.
He's little. Yeah, he's little.
Little. What's his? Can I get his name?
His name's Pierce.
Pierce? Same last name, right?
Yes.
Excellent. And when's the last time you were at the house? Is this
2 weeks ago?
So you've kind of seen it.
Yeah.
You've been catching up.
Well, I mean, I did most of the design.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
You know. All of this, all of what you see is, I did, you know, in terms of the actual physical layout. You know, I didn't pick the furniture.
Right.
But the actual physical layout.
And some of these rooms, I guess, will change, and some of them may, if you like them, may stay the same. Or
the stuff that's permanent's not going to change. The tile, the kitchens, you know, the things that are permanent. But you're right.
Colors
of walls and furniture may change, may not. You know, it just depends. But and also the purpose and the use of some of the rooms. Some of the designers chose to make them offices. I may make them bedrooms. You know, it just depends.
And Detroit. Why Detroit? Why did you pick Detroit?
You know, I did two movies here.
Right.
And met a lot of people that I liked. And the city, there was a resonance here. I think there's an energy in the city. There's a there's a creative energy. There's people who are interested in being entrepreneurs. There are people who are interested in social justice. All those things I'm interested in. And so I like being around that energy. And so I've made a number of very close friends here. And, you know, it was the right thing. Right thing for me.
And I realize you're saying that you got to go where the work is, but how much time would you say you get to end up spending?
You know, it depends.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends. If if we create a TV show based in Detroit, or if I do a play here, I'll be here a lot. If I have to be on the road doing shows somewhere else, then it'll be less. But it just,
so it could be a few weeks to several months, depending upon how it works.
I mean, this is going to be my primary residence.
Right.
You know, this is that's why I built the second floor as it is. I don't know if you noticed the design, is that the second floor is the private floor.
Okay.
And it can be shut off from anybody and everybody.
Okay.
This floor, the first floor in the basement, the public floor. So folks come to visit, you know, this folks would stay in the, like, that's a guest bedroom, right?
Okay.
And then they'd have to make, they can make their way downstairs by using the back stairway to go to the kitchen down there, something like that. They wouldn't have to go to the second floor. The second floor would be where myself and my son and the family would live.
Excellent. So a lot of guests, a lot of entertainment.
Absolutely. You can just be an open house. I see this as Detroit's White House. This house is going to be a house that is going to be a national significance. It's going to be a house that I want everybody in Detroit and everybody in the state of Michigan to be proud of. It's going to be a landmark when we finish. I mean, and this is just the beginning. We're just getting started. This is to me, a celebration of the beginning of this home. It's not just, this is phase one of about three or four phases of this house.
So do you want folks to call you a Detroiter now?
They can call me Hill.
All right. And here's my card. And also, the roasting plant.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I speak to about advertising there?
Well, love you. We have a manager that I can put you in touch with, and she would be the person to talk to.
Okay.
Her name is Kim Eller. But yeah, I'll put you in touch with her.
Thank you
so much. Yes. Where do
you
want to take pictures?
You're not angry with me.
Where'd you go? Oh, just Harvard. Nobody's heard of that.